finance and economics.
European migration. The Great Escape. Emigration may not relieve pressure on wages in weak economies.
To economists, an optimal currency area is one in which the gains from sharing a single currency outweigh the costs. There is some debate as to whether the euro area qualifies. Among the keys to making shared currencies work, according to Robert Mundell, the godfather of optimal currency theory, is a mobile workforce. Countries tying the monetary knot give up the right to slash interest rates or devalue when storm clouds gather. A slump focused on just one region of the currency zone can therefore last a long time, until falling wages make hiring there attractive once more. But if the jobless can up sticks for sunnier shores, this discomfort can be curbed. In the 1990s, a few prescient critics noted that fluidity was not a characteristic commonly used to describe European labour markets. Just 0.35% of Europeans migrate across borders each year, compared with the nearly 2.5% of Americans leaving one state for another. The crisis boosted euro area migration rates, but overall numbers remain small. Immobility might not always be quite the drag academics fear, however. New research by Emmanuel Fahri of Harvard University and Ivan Werning of MIT finds that although migrants out of depressed regions get the expected boost from relocation, those left behind may or may not benefit, depending on the nature of the slump. The problem, they note, is that departing migrants take their purchasing power with them when they go. If a region's troubles are the result of tumbling exports, that is no big deal. Exporting surplus labour spares the struggling economy the need to suffer falling wages. If instead the struggling region is facing weak domestic demand, resulting from a housing crash, for instance, or a bout of fiscal austerity, as is the case in the Eurozone, then shipping excess labour abroad does not help, because the loss of migrants spending further weakens demand. Instead, higher exports are needed to make up the insufficient domestic spending. That requires improved competitiveness, which often means lower wages. Interestingly, however, much their lot improves when they move. Migrants tend to judge their fortunes relative to economic conditions at home. According to a new working paper from the Institute for the Study of Labour, a German think tank, migrants to Germany become glummer the better the economy in their country of origin does. But they cheer up considerably when unemployment rises at home, presumably because that confirms the wisdom of having moved. By then, they have perhaps been in Germany long enough to learn the word Schadenfreude.